The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Christian's Tailgate downtown. 713-780-3776 is the number, but just use that to text. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor post. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed the first hour, lots of good stuff. We recapped our incredible Vegas weekend. We talked a little bit about the Astros. We talked a little bit about the Warriors. We talked a little bit about Sir Jonathan Football. Can we eliminate the football now just and make him Sir Jonathan Kardashian? SJK, man. That's him from now on.
He needs to have something. Some different name than football.
Yeah.
Which is like John, I don't know.
John Kardashian, I'm
Maybe.
Telling you. Matt asks, where does Slash rank on your all-time guitarist? I'm going to go back and redo my all-time guitar list.
Is he in your top 10?
He's in my top 5.
Ooh.
Because, yeah, there's some people, and it's not just, sometimes it's music, sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's anything. There's some people that just make everything better by doing it. I mean, I've seen Axl do those same songs with somebody else, and they're garbage.
Right.
And they were so good the other night. This is probably a silly example, but we were playing an immediate 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And several years ago, we beat the crap out of this team. And then David Wood, who played for the Rockets, he was a very fringe NBA player. And we beat him like 15-1 the first time.
Okay.
One guy comes in there, and they just crush us. Everybody else on the team sucked, but they had that one guy. And, you know, it's obviously a different level, but it's just like basketball. When LeBron's on the court, everybody's better. And... you know, when you have any kind of great player out there, when Peyton Manning was at his best, everybody was better. And when Slash is with that band, everything's better.
Let me see. Hendrix is in your top 5 for sure, right?
Yeah.
He's in everybody's top 5. You don't. But there's some people that I like that you don't. You don't like Eric Clapton.
No, I think Eric Clapton is incredibly overrated.
Really? Yeah. You don't like Stevie Ray Vaughan that much either, do you?
No, I think he's not even the best guitarist from Austin. Eric Johnson.
Yeah, we just have some differing opinions on.
Doesn't mean I don't enjoy
players.
Their music.
Right.
But I'm just not from a skill standpoint, they make great music. And there are different things.
And you're not crazy about Jimmy Page?
Not crazy. Not in my top 5, no.
Yeah.
He's top 10, but not in my top 5.
Yeah, you and I have very different lists. Usually we're kind of on the same page about most things.
And
top 5 guitarists, we're not.
One of my things that I always used as a standard was how hard was it for me to learn to play what they do.
Right.
And Eric Johnson was one of the more difficult guys to try to mimic, not just his sound, but just his riffs were incredible. But I'm going to rethink that and come up with a new list.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure at this point I got to put Slash in my top 5.
I like him a lot.
He's just it's an incredible combination of both skill and musicianship. And I look at those as different things coming together. That guy, I mean, it was amazing. 505 asking, anything hockey? I will do a full hockey preview before the playoffs. I can tell you right now, pretty high on your Predators at 25-1.
Nice.
So... 832 asks, got GNR tickets for NRG. Do you think they'll make it that far into the tour? I would say 20% chance.
Okay.
I give them a 20% chance.
It's not great odds.
No. 713-780-ESPN. And people trying to come up with Johnny football names,
yeah.
Which I can't pronounce. I can't say most of them on the air.
Yeah, so. A lot of them also start with F, like football, but they end with
yeah,
cup.
Exactly. Exactly. You could have just gone with up. I think people would have figured that out.
But anyway. I think when you say up, it makes it because they might be thinking Johnny Fick up, Johnny Fack up, Johnny Fock up. No.
Nah.
Then they figure it out. They're like, oh, they mean that. Yeah, that's what they mean.
We haven't talked about your Rockets yet.
Okay.
We got to do the gratuitous 2 minutes of Rocket talk.
All right.
Hey, most people went to see Kobe's farewell yesterday.
Yep.
Kobe at least showed up.
Yeah.
There's that.
Rockets won. So there's that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else to say about it?
No, other than apparently Daryl Morey's position will be assessed after the season, which
basically every NBA GM.
Yeah. Every GM in every sport that doesn't make the conference finals is being evaluated
right.
Every year. So
yeah, unless you're the GM of the Spurs, they don't reevaluate your position every year.
Yeah.
That guy's safe. Everybody else, you're getting evaluated.
Justin mentions another one of mine, Randy Rhodes.
Oh, he's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. But I will put a list together.
Okay.
A new one, an updated one.
You're the rocker. I feel like my list doesn't have as much clout as yours.
I don't know that that's the case because a lot of it's personal preference.
Because you know who would be in my top five is Tom Morello.
Yeah.
I think Tom Morello is one of the most innovative guys I've ever heard. And I don't hear anyone who even tries to sound like him because I think it's impossible.
See, if you just want to go with innovative sound, then you got to take Brian May. I mean,
he's a good one, too.
Nobody's sound like him either. But my list tries to combine actual skill level with musicianship. Because if you just want to talk pure skill, nobody beats Yngwie Malmsteen. But musicianship-wise, his songs are kind of boring. He's not a great songwriter, and he doesn't do great stuff. So it has to be a combination. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Hey, have you had a chance to get caught up on Banshee yet?
I did. Last night was the first thing I did.
Yeah, me too. As soon as I got back, put Banshee in. Thought the episode was a little slower than some of the others, but pretty nice reveal at the end.
Yep. We find out where Job, well, we find out at least that he's alive. You get some of the backstory on what's going on with Proctor and what he's got his hands into. It's funny, this season is sort of like it's like a mystery. You know, it's a little bit different than the other seasons so
far. It is.
The entire season so far through two episodes has been set up around the two burning questions of where's Job and who killed Rebecca.
Right.
And so that's the game you're playing as the viewer, is trying to figure out those two things. So, I mean, it's a different concept that they're going with, but I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, I did see some inconsistencies, though, because we found out about the second storyline with Hood and Rebecca, and that seemed inconsistent with the first episode where he's asking Kai Proctor where to start. He already knew where to start.
Yeah.
And unless he's just trying to throw people off the scent. And the fact that he gave his blood when it was pretty clear that he was going to have blood in that car. I don't know. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And Astros tonight over at Minute Maid, home opener. If you're going, this is your place to come hang out. Christian's Tailgate at downtown, 1012 Congress. It's a corner of Congress and Fannin. You can't miss it. It's a great setup here. There's plenty of room. Lots of Astros fans here coming in. Get your drink on here. It's cheaper to park over here and then walk over to the game and then come back afterwards and drink some more.
Yep.
It's a pretty good plan. 50-cent wings tonight. They got great burgers.
And God forbid it's an ass-whooping, but if the Astros are losing 8-0 in the third inning, you can just leave early and come
back
over
here
and get super hammered.
Yeah, and then just watch it on the TVs.
Yeah, they got TVs here. They'll be watching it, and that way you'll have much more affordable beer to cry into if that were to be the case. And everybody's acting like, oh, that can't happen. But then you remember what Colin McHugh did in his last start, and they're like, oh, damn.
Yeah, it could be 8-0 in the first inning.
Damn, you got me. You got me
nope,
on that,
nope,
AJ.
That's not going to happen because I've already guaranteed he lowers his ERA tonight.
It's because he might get two batters out instead of one tonight.
I think he'll get three.
By the way, if he got two batters out, that's double what he got out last time. So that'd be an improvement.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
You'd technically be correct.
Guaranteeing that ERA comes down tonight.
All right.
Double Down asks, best guitarist can differ, but can we all agree the Edge is the most overrated, right? I don't know that anybody considers him a great guitarist.
Yeah.
I mean, I musicianship, very high on the scale. Skill level, very low.
All right, Roger's picking up his phone because he's already going to be trying to talk about that crappy band. I'm just not a fan. Every time someone's like, I'm a big U2 fan, I'm like, really? Why? What do you like about them? But apparently a lot of people do. What am I going to say?
As a group, they sound very good together.
People have different tastes.
Yeah, and that's okay. It's totally okay. 713-780-ESPN is your text. You know what? I'm going to give something away. First off, though, can I thank the guys at Get Me again for getting me the airport? If you guys have been doing Lyft and Uber, this is a Texas-based company, and I got to say, very, very pleased with the service I got. You guys need to check them out. The rates are right there. They do really extensive background checks on the drivers. And unlike a driver from one of the other services, I don't have to worry about them being drunk when they pick me up because that's happened a couple times. Check them out. Get Me. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You need that because I am going to give away. It's baseball, right? The Show PS4 game.
Nice.
Baseball's back in season with MLB The Show 16. Win a copy of the new MLB The Show PS4 video game. You'll get crystal clear visuals and new game modes that will blow you away. Become a legend. Go from a minor league prospect to a Hall of Famer. Want to amp up your career? Draft your team and face off against your friends in the new Battle Royale mode. MLB The Show 16 is the most authentic Major League Baseball video game, period. Get your team on the diamond now. Available for PS4 and PS3 only on PlayStation and rated E for everyone. We'll say caller 20 at 713-780-3776. Congratulations. Enjoy your game. Make sure you have a PlayStation. Don't call in if you don't have a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because it's only for PlayStation, and this one is for 4. So there you go. All right. Now, if you do go out to the game and you have a few beers and maybe you get in trouble for it, even though you weren't drunk, who would you call, AJ?
I would call attorney Gary Trichter. You know why, Fred? Because a lot of lawyers will take DWI cases. Very few have any real experience in defending them in a trial situation. Gary Trichter, though, super experienced in that because you know why? He is a DWI specialist. What that means, he's experienced in telling the truth about the science, the faulty science behind DWI testing, and he's experienced in doing it to juries. One of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state of Texas, and he's right here in Houston. So if you find yourself accused of DWI, even if you failed the breath or blood test, don't despair. There's still hope for you. Remember that science isn't always what the cops say it is. Give attorney Gary Trichter a phone call, whether it's DWI, DUI. Hell, it's getting into that season. If you're accused of boating while intoxicated, he can handle that as well. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010. That's 713-524-1010. Or visit him online at texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010. For attorney Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. 2 great sports stations, 2 presets. Lock them in.
All right, we're out here at Christian's Tailgate. Downtown, come join us if you're on your way to the Astros game. Much smarter to park over here. Everybody's selling their top 5 lists out there. Well, can we save this for another day?
We can't. Lamont, though, mentions Prince being underrated, which I think he absolutely is underrated as a guitar player. And Rottweiler talking about Paul McCartney, he didn't play a lot of songs that make you wowed at what he could play. Paul McCartney wrote a lot of songs that wow you.
Well, and that's why I try to separate it into two categories, musicianship versus actual skill level. And you know, you mentioned Jimmy Page. I've gained a lot of respect for him over the years. That maybe his skill level is a little higher than I gave him credit for. And that happens sometimes. You are allowed to change your mind.
Yeah.
But part of it is, for me, that stretch of the 80s, everybody loves to make fun of hair bands and stuff, but there were some amazing guitarists that nobody's ever heard of. Somebody mentioned Warren DeMartini in their list, George Lynch, and guys like that that nobody even talks about that would, in the right band now, would be gods. I mean, they're just – it was an incredible time because that's when lead guitar was still important.
Yeah.
And it's been devalued, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, as a former guitarist, I like to hear a lot of good lead guitar, but it was also self-indulgent. And I did it, too, in some of the bands. I would go out and do a 10-minute freaking self-indulgent solo to show how good I was. And that doesn't really – it's not really necessary to make good music. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple of NFL things to get caught up on that don't involve Jonathan Kardashian. Ryan Clady traded to the Jets over the weekend by the Broncos.
Yeah.
If healthy, good pickup. If healthy, probably the Broncos didn't upgrade, but he hasn't been healthy. So I would say good luck with that Jets fan. If you can keep him healthy, you got a nice player. And something I've said a lot lately – that I don't think was said for a decade. The Raiders make another shrewd move. They got Reggie Nelson
on the
cheap.
The Raiders are turning into a pretty respectable sports franchise. It's really weird.
I know. It's strange.
It's happening in front of our very eyes. I don't remember the last time they made a draft decision that I was like, oh, those guys are such dummies. I mean, they're making shrewd moves.
Getting Nelson on that kind of deal, a very affordable deal for a guy who's a ball hawk, who, frankly, I think would help almost any team out there.
Yeah.
And they go and get him.
He was a guy you and I talked about here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I said, he's probably going to be out of their price range. And then you see he wasn't really that high priced.
No. I mean, that's a smart deal.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN.
Yeah, the Raiders are on their way up, man. That's a team. That's a team that in a year, 2 years, people will call me a bandwagon fan, like they did with the Warriors and the Royals. But give them some time. I like what that team's doing. I think they're very smart. I think they're making the right moves. I think all it took was Al Davis dying, which is a little bit sad, but sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah. You mentioned this. It's a 832, don't laugh, but your boy in the suite, John Mayer, may have been the second best guitar player in the arena.
I say that all the time. John Mayer, and I was telling Lamont, I think John Mayer's vastly underrated.
I don't know if he's underrated. I think he gets a lot of credit. For now, for this era, he's really good. In the 80s, he would have been one of those guys. He also happens to be a really good musician, too, and writes great songs, and chicks love him, which, again, those things all sort of go together. Skill level, I'm not as enthusiastic about him as you are. But that doesn't mean he's bad. That's a problem when you have these discussions. When you talk about, okay, there's this guy and this guy. Well, this guy doesn't measure up to him, in my opinion. Oh, you think he sucks? Not at all. I think he's fantastic. I really do. The best part about him was the way he was headbanging the entire time.
Rocking.
It was hilarious. I should have taken video, but at that point I was enjoying the show and the alcohol too much. But, yeah.
And plus, he's like, he makes music that you wouldn't associate with being a great
right.
guitar player.
And
you know, most people think he's singing for chicks, which he probably is.
He is.
But
just happens to throw some.
The guy can happen to shred. So, just, no big deal.
80s music blues from 713. Whatever, man. Some of the music wasn't very great, but the guitar work was.
And yeah, I'm not a big 80s guy myself, but I also understand.
I actually think, even though I came from the 80s, I think the 70s was better than the 80s, but the guitar work wasn't.
Yeah.
And part of that was because some of the music wasn't good, and you could cover it up with a really good guitarist. guy keeps asking me about the dude from Wilco. I am not even remotely a fan of anybody in that band. Sorry. Not my style, not my sound. And that's okay. If we all like the same thing, we'd all drive the same car and date the same woman.
True.
But Patrick says, I appreciate guitars, I hate ranking them, but it's better than Talking Rockets. Really, what is there to say about the Rockets?
Yeah, I told you.
I'm open. I'm open to hearing it.
We don't need to talk about it.
Oh, you're going to bring back Daryl Morey?
By the way, great news. As we talked earlier about John Football's new roommate, Josh Gordon.
Slash not Von Miller.
Right.
Yeah, hashtag not Von Miller.
Which I could see as being very confusing. We have a winner for this? Thank you for interrupting my broadcast to let me know that. Albert Torres is the winner. If Albert Torres, does he have to be here to win?
Wow.
Oh, you guys don't know? All right, you guys have it together.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys deal with it.
Well,
Albert Torres, if he doesn't have to be here to win, you guys can call him. But, yes, thank you for interrupting me mid-sentence with
yeah,
that.
Here's a little hint. Here's a little hint, guys. If you're going to do that, figure it out, then come tell us on the break. Because we have a whole 4 minutes sometimes.
Yeah, this is a very difficult concept to grasp.
Yeah.
What I was saying was Josh Gordon's failed yet another drug test. Mike Garofalo of Fox Sports is reporting this. Citing a source with knowledge of test results, a report said a sample collected from Gordon in early March tested positive for, drumroll please, marijuana. Again.
Did he get it from his roommate?
No, I don't think so. Manziel doesn't waste time with marijuana. I'm pretty sure he's strictly a if you can't snort it, he ain't playing type of guy, allegedly. Or drink it. We can't forget that because I don't think you can drink cocaine. I guess technically you could, the old school stuff. Like
maybe make a smoothie out of it.
I watched that show, The Nick, where I could see it.
Put it in your coffee. Because that you want to get jacked up.
That'd do it.
Yeah, instead of, you know.
Can I get Coke
green?
And Red Bull, please?
Yeah.
Just leave the can. I got this. Which, by the way, I only got drunk once the whole time we were in Vegas. The rest of the time, I drank Red Bull. And it messed me up worse than any alcohol could.
Well, the first night, you drank Red Bull the entire time we were at the poker table. And I thought your heart was going to explode.
It almost did. I was laying in bed in the middle of the night, and I could feel my pulse in my eyelids. And I was saying, this is bad. This is really a bad situation. Okay, I digress. I'm like the promo people cutting me off mid-sentence. Gordon applied for reinstatement in February. He was suspended for at least a year after testing positive for alcohol, which is a violation of what his several weed violations. Roger Goodell yet to rule on his request for reinstatement, which Gordon made in February. And though another drug test, a failed test, doesn't mean that Goodell will deny it, it's definitely not going to help his cause. So Drew Rosenhaus is declining comment, but this is ridiculous. This guy,
he's got no chance.
This is a poisonous matchup.
If you sit out for a year and then you apply and test positive during that time, you got no chance. I'm sorry. It's a shame because he's a talented dude. But, you know, it's simple, man. You want to get your job back? Just stop smoking weed for a few months.
Listen,
that's it.
Everybody, you know who doesn't like weed? Pretty much nobody. Everybody likes to feel high, okay? You know who doesn't smoke weed? People who have multi-million-dollar-a-year jobs that say you're not allowed to smoke weed. And if you do, this is the great thing about the NFL. Because let's face it, a lot of these guys smoke weed. They're not allowed to, but they smoke weed.
Yes, they do.
They let you know when the test is going to be, so you can either figure out some magic potion that's going to not let you test positive, or, this is crazy, you could stop for a month. But here's where it gets even better. Let's say you fail the test and they say, all right, you're in trouble. That's a warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, give me your wrist.
Yep.
Bad wrist.
And then they let you know when the next one's going to be. If you fail that one, or okay, let's try this first. Let's say you pass that one. You say
yeah.
You're not in the program. Then you could fail the next one and just get a warning again. You have to fail two in a row to really, like, get into the program. And then once you're in the program, they still let you know exactly when things are going to be. And if you just, like, make one drug test where you don't fail, you basically start over. You have to fail every test they give you. And Josh Gordon seems intent on doing that.
Okay. Not that I would ever encourage this, but let's say you just can't avoid smoking weed no matter what. Didn't he watch the program? Didn't he see how he beat that test?
I'm telling you.
I'm not going to describe it, but if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Can't you just do that? I don't get it, man. Fortunately, I'm in a job where they don't care if I smoke weed. Probably would let me do it on air, but except for the fact that it's not legal.
Yeah.
If I had a job, I'd get tested once a year. Well, guess what? I knew for 2 months before then, I'm not smoking a joint.
All right.
Duh. It's just stupidity is all it is.
Yeah.
It's not even.
It's laziness.
It is.
I mean, if it comes down to, okay, dude, you're going to lose your job that pays you $7 million a year if you smoke weed this month. You know who says, I'm going to smoke weed? No reasonable human. None.
Well, if I got that much money, I'm paying somebody to pee for me. I'm doing the whole pee
exchange. No, they're sending someone to your house at that point.
Well, fine. Yeah. I'll have a bag in there, and then, you know what? I'll pee when I'm clean. I'll keep it there. And then when they come in, I'll go in the bathroom, and I'll pour that bag in there. There's all kinds of ways you can get around this a million ways. Anyway, if you're on your way to the Astros game, you want to come hang out, instructions on how to be drug test, wonderful. I don't know how we got to that. But if you're going out to the game tonight, come hang out with us here at Christian's Tailgate. We're downtown off of Fannin and Congress, which is my neck of the woods. Love coming down here. And if you don't have tickets yet, you know what you can do? Go check out my friends at SeatGeek because they've got all kinds of tickets available for you. And, man, I'm telling you, if you wanted to go to that Guns N' Roses show, you could have done that. Right now, there's still a lot of tickets available on SeatGeek. I'm looking at some now, even in section 126 for around $100. I mean, that's right down there by the field. SeatGeek's the first place I look for tickets to any game here in town or if I'm out of town. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. And I'm telling you, it works. It's awesome. They pull all the tickets available on other sites into one place. So you save time. You never miss a deal. You can even set alerts for upcoming games, and it'll let you know if the ticket prices fall. And every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value, so you can immediately find underpriced seats. And before you buy, you can check out the detailed maps and know exactly where you're sitting. And I'm looking at a bunch of seats right now on the first base side, lower bowl, that are available on SeatGeek for tonight's game. So if you didn't get your tickets, you can still jump on. They're always honest and upfront about the price. Unlike StubHub, SeatGeek shows you the full ticket price from start to finish. You never get surprised with huge fees at checkout. If you want Astros tickets for tonight or you want to get some Guns N' Roses tickets for November, whatever you want, the best deals don't last long. Download the free SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and grab your favorite tickets before they're gone. That's the free SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com.
Is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Christian's Tailgate downtown. Come on out. Good crowd out here. Lots of Astros fans. We've got a smattering of Royals fans, including an Astros fan and a Royals fan hanging out together. We're here until 7 o'clock. And also let you know, we have for sale the new ESPN T-shirts, which are very cool. You can get one for $12 or two for $20. Get yours in the new colors and support your local station and team only with ESPN 97.5. So the colors are white and an orange that is very much like
it fits in around here.
Your hometown team. You would belong here. Yeah, he's showing them around.
Yeah, they have a white and red one and an orange and blue one.
It does mention Barry Warner, and it does mention Raheel and those guys on that shirt.
Sorry.
So there is that. But it does have our entire local lineup on it, which is kind of cool. Josh Gordon. Here's a question about Josh Gordon. Somebody asked, could Josh Gordon play in the CFL? They came out and said when he got suspended that they will honor any NFL suspension. So
yeah, because that was already a thought.
Yeah, it used to be that guys could do that. They'd get suspended in the NFL and then go up there and play for a year. But they're not doing that anymore. So Mark says the only possible way that this Josh Gordon situation happens is if he plays for the Cleveland Browns. Oh, wait. Well,
yeah.
But he doesn't really play for the Cleveland Browns.
He used to. The Browns were no different without him, by the way.
Yeah.
How much Masters did you catch this weekend?
I caught basically the Vandeveldean collapse. I watched quite a bit of it at the airport yesterday. It worked out that because our flight was delayed just enough. Okay, yeah, an update. Jordan Spieth, fail. That was pretty much it.
I don't understand. I mean, it's tough for me to call a golfer a choker because, I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. Things can go awry in a hurry.
Yeah. And also, that guy's 22 years old.
Right. He's already won one of these.
Also, every major tournament he's played in, he's either won or damn near won. I mean...
But
the guy's really good.
But that was also
and to me, there's no. It's hard to have an expectation unless you're Tiger Woods, that guy's supposed to win. Although I guess it did feel
at that point of the tournament with the lead he had and his game, yeah, he's supposed to win. So, I've seen bigger collapses. Certainly, Greg Norman collapsing against Nick Faldo was a bigger collapse. John Vandeveld will always be the gold standard. But for a great players usually don't do that. Great players have the lead in that situation. Yeah, Norman was a notorious choker, so that one doesn't surprise me. But, yeah, it's a choke. I'm sorry.
All right.
He's still a fantastic player, and, you know, I think he's going to win a bunch of these.
So you don't think this is, like, crippling for his career?
No, I don't think this is one of those that, like, we never heard from John Vandeveld again.
No.
And probably never will. But in that, I don't think it's going to suddenly turn into a thing. Well, I don't know because with golfers, man, when they lose it, and sometimes it happens for the weirdest reasons, then, yeah, I mean, they just disappear. But I don't think that's the case with this kid. I think he's fantastic, and he had a bad round at the wrong time. And, yeah, by definition, it's a choke. But, you know, it's not going to be crippling, I don't think.
I hope not. I like to see that guy do well. It seems like a nice guy. But that was a disappointing back nine for sure.
Yeah, and really the back-to-back bogeys, even after that, he almost got himself back in it. So that's why I'm not going to write him off because of it. Did you see Willett's brother was tweeting the whole time?
No, is he like Marcus Vick?
I think he's probably a Marcus Vick. He was a drunk Englishman tweeting while his brother was playing. First, talking about how long it takes Jordan Spieth to play. Spieth is lining up his putt. If I'm quick, I can get a beer, go to the toilet, and paint the spare bedroom before he hits it. Then he says to his brother, "You still owe me a birthday present. I'd like a jacket, a green one." Then, of course, he's rooting for him, and then posting pictures of the leaderboard, and then some profanity. And he says, if the boy does what he should, I will be able to say I've shared a bath with a Masters winner. Brilliant. And, of course, he's rooting for him, and then gets to the last hole, says, three putt this, and you might as well stay in America. And once he wins, he tweets out a big picture of champagne, says, just downed in one, work will understand. Behave yourself, Spieth. Then something about a fat woman. And then he says, speechless. I once punched that kid in the head for hurting my pet rat. Now look.
Now look.
Yeah. So the Brits can be entertaining when they're drunk.
Occasionally.
Yeah. But
Well, good for that guy. I don't know much about him. You know, Spieth has been kind of spoon-fed to everyone.
Well, this is like what it was when all those nobodies were winning when Tiger was not playing his best. I mean, it comes down if Rory doesn't play his best and Jordan Spieth doesn't play his best or Jason Day, one of the really good players. And in this case, I mean, they all just kind of hung around.
Right.
And Spieth had the tournament won. And then, you know, I don't know much about this guy except he's British and his brother's kind of funny.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if this is his last major win. I mean, typically, unless you start to show some consistency in it, people forget about you.
Yeah.
So.
And they'll remember it more as the one that Jordan Spieth didn't win.
Yep.
And that's okay. I mean, when you're the best player, that's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
But he did choke. I don't think there's any way around that. And you know what, though? You have to be good enough to be in that position to choke, and he's been there enough. 515 says Josh Gordon can go play for the LA Kiss. I'm sure they wouldn't mind him smoking weed.
I'm sure they wouldn't.
No, they'd probably do it with him. You know, I don't think we always talk about who you'd want to get high with. I don't think Gene Simmons makes my list. I don't think he's even close.
No, me neither.
But, yeah, Lamont mentioning Rory's meltdown, too. Now, that one was bad also. But in this case, yeah, I think – where it really hurt him was the last two holes on Saturday. Because if he doesn't bogey those two, I don't think this happens.
Probably not.
Because he runs away and hides like he did last year. And, you know, everybody's hanging around. He makes a couple mistakes. It gets in your head. I mean, that's anything in sports. And and golfers, it's more obvious.
It's a mental game more than any other.
I would agree with that. 713-780-ESPN, striving for success, asks McIlroy done. I don't think so.
No way.
I think he'll be heard from again. I also think part of him is everybody wants the next guy to be Tiger, and they wanted Rory to be the next Tiger. There's not going to be a next Tiger. They want Jordan Spieth to be the next Tiger. If these guys have Phil Mickelson's career, that's pretty damn good. And more... it's more reasonable to compare him to a guy like him or Ernie Els than it is to try to say, hey, be Tiger. Of course, Tiger's just sitting around getting drunk all the time. Probably needs to call Gary Trichter.
Is that a lead-in for me?
That's a lead-in for you.
Okay. Yeah, if that's the case, then he does need to call attorney Gary Trichter. Listen, police breath test machines, not warranted fit for breath testing on humans. They make temperature assumptions that create artificially high results. Most states have abandoned the breath test machine. It's just old technology. Failing that test, not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to figure out the problems with these machines. Same with the blood test. A lot of inaccuracies and faults in police blood testing. They're testing the air above your blood, not your actual blood like a medical doctor would do, which would make sense. This is the police forensic capabilities are nothing like what you see CSI on television. It's not the same thing. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He is a DWI specialist, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. And he's experienced in doing it in a trial format where not many DWI attorneys are experienced in going to trial. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your phone now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Baseball comes to Houston. Oh, no, I got to do the – tomorrow is the second day of baseball's first home series. We're live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Tuesday. Well, we're not live, but the station is. John and Raheel, and then Unfiltered. They'll have the new ESPN t-shirts for sale, one for $12, two for $20. Get yours in the new colors and support your local station and team only with ESPN 97.5. So those guys will be out here tomorrow. We will be back in studio tomorrow for the first time in a week. So kind of looking forward to that, believe it or not. kind of love getting out here and doing this stuff, but we did two live shows in Vegas and then one again today, so always nice to get back in studio. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And time for your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I know you're a fan of snakes.
I hate snakes more than damn near anything in the whole world.
No, I think you love snakes.
No, not even a little bit.
How about really, really big snakes?
Nope. I honestly hate really, really, like, the cartoonishly big snakes. I hate them less than, like, a normal-sized snake because I feel like a snake that I can't even, you know, any snake that could eat me in one bite, I could probably see coming and get away from.
Yeah, unless he got wrapped around you and started squeezing you, which, you know, you'd have to be asleep or something for that to happen, right? Well, never go to Penang, Malaysia, where the largest python ever caught apparently was, it's 8 meters long, which equals, in American, 26 feet.
Whoa.
A 26-foot-long python weighing 250 kilograms, or as we say in America, 551 pounds, was captured. It is believed to be the longest snake ever caught. The one on record is 7.67 meters, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. The snake was captured on a Malaysian building site. It was spotted under a tree. The python died in captivity after giving birth.
Ugh.
It is said to be a reticulated python, and it died before it could be transferred to the Department of Wildlife in Malaysia.
Thank goodness.
It reportedly laid one egg and then went quiet. I love the way the British folks make things. It went quiet. It may have died from a combination of stress caused by laying eggs and being captured and carried around by many humans. It took five human beings to carry the snake.
Oh, I'm glad it's dead. Did they kill the egg? Did they step on the egg?
They did not step on the eggs. But, and here's a photo where they're.
I would feed that egg to a mongoose, what I would do.
The longest living snake in captivity is Medusa, who is a reticulated python living in, ironically enough, Kansas City.
In America, there's a snake like
There is a snake that long that lives in Kansas City, Medusa.
But, you know what?
The Royals fans probably know this snake. Everybody knows the snake. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, like snakes that are in zoos don't bother me as much. They're still kind of gross.
Yeah, but there's a glass there.
Yeah. Snakes in the wild are repulsive. If every snake in the wild should just be shot dead. Every one of them.
350 pounds is what Medusa weighs.
Ugh.
So this thing weighed 200 more pounds and was almost a meter longer, or half a meter longer. But,
that's an American snake. I think we can go with feet on that one.
Well, yeah, but they give you the,
Did you get that story from England?
Well, yeah, but I went and looked up that 8 meters was 26 feet.
Okay.
The one in Kansas City is 25 feet, 2 inches.
So this one was bigger than the one that...
Yeah, the one that died is believed to be it's believed to be the biggest snake ever captured.
It's unbelievable.
To creep yellow?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad it's dead.
Maybe those babies are going to be even bigger snakes.
Nope. So that baby's going to die. I hope. Hope that there's problems with it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We got an hour to go. We're out here at Christian's Tailgate. And if you're not going to the game, now is the time to come out here and watch the game. Get your drink on, hang out. Great place to do it. Christian's Tailgate downtown. It's the new one. Well, the newest one, right? Corner of Congress and Fannin. 50 Cent Wings. If you've not tried the wings, you should. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.